This is the music ministry from the parish of St. Charles in Victory Park in the Archdiocese of Johannesburg. I have found such joy in my salvation on this joyful Monday on Radio Veritas 5:76 a.m. Now, a conference on human trafficking and modern day slavery was held at the Vatican a few days ago, 10 days ago, between the 8th and the 9th of February, bringing together church leaders and senior police officers from more than 30 different countries to discuss progress and setbacks in human trafficking initiatives or human trafficking awareness initiatives. And of course, Father Peter John Pearson from CPLO, Catholic Parliamentary Liaison Office, was part of this Rome conference on human trafficking. And we want to find out from him how it all was. Father Peter John.
Good morning. Good morning. And a very grateful link to you.
No, thank you very much. And to you too, Father. You were in Rome for this human trafficking conference. You were there as part of the Santa Marta group, were you?
I was indeed, yes. I have been at all the conferences. I'm a founder member of that little community. So was Archbishop Rislin, as in his capacity as president of the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference. I was there really or began to be involved in that particular group because of my my role in the Catholic Parliamentary Liaison Office and the work and legislation that is a major focus of the Santa Marta Group. The Santa Marta Group is not entirely concerned or not mostly concerned with the multitude of pastoral responses to the scourge of trafficking. But it looks more specifically at areas of legislation, at areas of public policy, of increasing the leverage in those areas, of bringing, as you said in the introduction, the heads of police from around the world, the multilateral institutions like Interpol, Europol, together to talk about policy, coherency in policy, increasing the political will to follow through on policy, to examine policy in the light of trends in research. So it's in that kind of area that the Santa Marta Group involves itself. It's in that area of policy research. So yes, I was part of it. It was always a hugely challenging, stimulating kind of involvement and very intense.
Yes.
We also met the Holy Father, as you might have seen on the various Vatican websites. So yes, it was a good meeting.
And I see, you know, Cardinal Nichols did say that normally when these conferences come together, it's, you know, talking about what is going to be done, the promises and so on. But this time he says that the drama of human trafficking has never been greater ever than it is at this moment. And so it's quite urgent that initiatives are discussed on how this is going to be alleviated.
Yeah, and also to take the... look, we've been looking up till now, we've been looking at the policies of regions and of individual nations, but more specifically of regions, because this is such a trans-border crime that you have to look at it with a kind of bigger picture. And it is now estimated just very recently that it is the second biggest money spinner from an illegal activity. It's right on par with drugs, and it's just below illegal arms and ammunition sales and the movement of weaponry across borders. So we're talking about something that goes into the billions of dollars as a profit for those who work on it. I think a lot of the reference of Cardinal Nichols and Cardinal Parolin said much the same thing in his talk to us, is around the revelations that have come to light around, for instance, the slave markets in Libya, the fact that the increase in trafficking is not now around solely around or mostly around sexual activity. It is now around labor issues. So there's a whole a spike in illegal labor, labor that borders on slavery, whether it be in the North Sea, in the fishing industry, or whether it be farming activities across the world. This is one of the big areas that's really taken the attention of people. So, you know, before there's a very easy sort of conflation of human trafficking and sex work. And that's where border police were looking to identify possible victims. Now, a great deal of it is around labor. And so it also widens the net. The second area that is really spiking at the moment is the way in which traffickers are using the sympathy in some quarters for the flow of migration. And because there's a sympathy in that area, in some quarters, one must emphasize that traffickers are trafficking people under the rubric, as it were, of migration, and that's a new phenomenon, and one that's very serious in terms of its numbers and its implications. The flip side of that is that the governments of the world, of many of the especially developed nations, are using the trafficking dimension within migrant politics to clamp down on migration and refugees, to build walls, to introduce harsher legislation. And when questioned about it, they're saying very blithely, they're saying, well, you know, we want to stop human trafficking.
Yes.
So that's another area that took a lot of our attention, and a lot of research into that area was brought to the Santa Marta group to try and also get a handle on that.
Father, in terms of resolutions, what would be the highlights for you?
Well, I think in terms of highlights, the fact that there is now around the world, and we think it is also due in large part to the Holy See's intervention at places like the UN and Geneva and with governments of the world, there is a lot more coherence in international law around this. There's a lot more coherence in individual governments around this. For instance, the UK has a commissioner for modern slavery within the Home Office. Our own legislation here in South Africa has coalesced a lot more. For a long time, we relied on various bits and pieces of legislation to prosecute. Now we have an act which is a lot more coherent, a lot more consistent with international standards, and a lot more publicity around it. So the report backs, as a highlight, the report backs from various regions. We had some difficult report backs, for instance, from Myanmar around the Rohingya people and all that difficulty. But the standard of legislation internationally has improved radically, and as I said, we think in no small measure due to the Holy See's intervention in this area, and the Holy See's intervention strengthened by the input of the region. For Africa, we've seen where much of the legislation has been piggledy, we're seeing a lot more coherent legislation emerging. We will, for our area and for our bishops' conference, we will meet in March in Maputo to look at regional legislation, regional police interaction between Swaziland, Botswana, Lesotho, South Africa, where you know it has its own problems as countries of transit, but also countries of recipiency for traffickers, but also internal trafficking. So that's another area, and possibly a meeting in Abuja towards the end of the year. So at the regional level, taking up very specific tasks around legislation, around making sure that complies with international standards, and the political will. Because I think around the world, there has been a sad conflation between illegal activities and police, politicians, people with power, with an involvement in these areas. So that the kind of looking at accountability of public figures, those kinds of things are also now A, spoken of a lot more, and B, there's an increasing awareness of how to hold people accountable.
And that's Father Peter John Pearson from Catholic Parliamentary Liaison Office, who has just come back from the Human Trafficking Conference in Rome, put together by the Vatican and, of course, by the Santa Marta Group, which is a Pope Francis endorsed international alliance of police and bishops since its formation in 2014. So, Father Peter John, anything else you'd like to add before we conclude our conversation?
Well, I mean, I think one of the good things is that around the world, but also within our own bishops' conference, there is quite an emphasis on awareness, on looking at issues, having posters, talking to school children. This is something that's happening across the continent, but it's happening here. And that's all to the good. And I think that we need to just keep using all the platforms we have, especially with young people, to have them really keenly aware of this difficult situation and this tragic situation, because the poverty, the lack of jobs make some of these recruitment strategies so attractive to people who are really struggling in their lives. And once they're in a very difficult bind. So, you know, it's our job to ensure that we build a prosperous nation, that we do things that increase the buy-in and the social and economic inclusion of people, that we work for justice. We've got to do all of those things, but we also have to just keep an eye on families, on friends, on people in our communities, that they don't fall prey to the very glib recruiting strategy of these pernicious traffickers. That is something we can all do.
Father Peter John, thank you very much for your time. And as you say, in March, there's another meeting regionally. We'd love to hear from you about that as well at a later stage.
It's always such a pleasure talking to you, and I really appreciate the platform that Radio Veritas provides to engage people in some of the public thoughts of our time. Thank you very much.
God bless. Father Peter John Pearson, head of the Catholic Parliamentary Liaison Office, CPLO. It's 12 minutes to 9 o'clock here on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m.